北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
New Interchange.English for International Communication by Jack C. Richards with Jonathan Hall and Susan Proctor. This student's audio program contains recordings that correspond to Level 2, Students Book B, published by Cambridge University Press and Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This recording is in copyright.
This student's audio program contains a selection of recordings from the class audio program, including conversations, grammar focus models, and pronunciation tasks. Unit 9. Back to the Future. Exercise 2. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
The neighborhood sure has changed.
What was this place like before, Grandpa?
Well, there used to be a grocery store right here on this corner. It was pretty quiet. Not many people lived here then.
These days, the population is growing fast.
Yeah, I bet they'll tear down all these old buildings soon. In a few years, there will be just malls and high-rise apartments.
Hey...That doesn't sound too bad.
No, but I'll miss the old days.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Time contrasts. Past.
In the past, not many people lived here.
Present.
These days, the population is growing fast.
Future.
Soon there will be a lot of high-rise apartments.
People used to shop at grocery stores. Today, people shop at supermarkets. In 20 years, people might buy groceries by computer.
50 years ago, people lived to around 60. Nowadays, people live to about 75.In the future, people are going to live even longer.
Exercise 4. Pronunciation. Intonation. Part A. Listen and practice. Notice the intonation of these sentences.
30 years ago, very few people used computers.
Today, people use computers all the time.
In the future, there might be a computer in every home.
Exercise 8. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
Ugh, I feel awful. I really have to stop smoking.
So why don't you quit?
Well, if I quit, I might gain weight.
A lot of people do, but...
And if I gain weight, I won't be able to fit into any of my clothes.
Well, you can always go on a diet.
Oh, no. I'm terrible at losing weight on diets. So if my clothes don't fit, I'll have to buy new ones. I'll have to get a part-time job and...
Listen, it is hard to quit, but it's not that hard. Do you want to know how I did it?
Exercise 9. Grammar focus.Conditional sentences with if clauses. Conditional sentences can describe situations and consequences that are possible in the present or future. Possible situation with present tense forms.
If I quit smoking.
Consequence with future modals will, may, or might.
I might gain weight. If I quit smoking, I might gain weight. If I gain weight, I won't be able to fit into my clothes. If my clothes don't fit, I'll have to buy new ones.
If you get a part-time job, you may be able to save some money.
Unit 10. I don't like working on weekends. Exercise 2. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
Any interesting jobs listed on the internet today?
Well, there are a lot of retail jobs, selling clothes and stuff, but you have to work Saturdays and Sundays.
I hate working on weekends.
So do I. Oh, here's a job in sales. It's a job selling children's books to bookstores.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Let's see. You need to have a driver's license, and you have to work some evenings.
I don't mind working evenings during the week, and I enjoy driving. So what's the phone number?
It's 798-3455.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Gerunds. Short responses. Affirmative statements with gerunds.
I like driving.
Agree.
So do I.
Disagree.
Oh, I don't.
I hate working on weekends.
So do I.
Really? I like it.
I'm good at using computers.
So am I.
Gee, I'm not.
Negative statements with gerunds.
I don't mind working evenings.
Agree.
Neither do I.
Disagree.
Well, I do.
I'm not good at writing reports.
Neither am I.
I am.
I can't stand making mistakes.
Neither can I.
Oh, I don't mind.
Other verbs or phrases followed by gerunds.
Love.
Enjoy.
Be interested in.
Exercise 4. Pronunciation. Not, don't, and can't. Part A. Listen and practice. Notice how the final T in not, don't, and can't is not released.
I'm not good at filing and typing.
I don't like doing sales work.
I can't stand working from 9 to 5.
Exercise 8. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
I don't know what classes to take this semester. I can't decide what I want to do with my life. Have you thought about it, Brenda?
Yes, I have. I think I'd make a good journalist because I love writing.
Maybe I could be a teacher because I'm very creative and I like working with kids.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be a teacher. I'm too impatient.
I know one thing I could never do.
What's that?
I could never be a stockbroker because I'm not good at making decisions quickly.
Exercise 9. Grammar focus. Clauses with because. Because introduces a cause or reason.
I'd make a good journalist because I love writing. I wouldn't want to be a teacher because I'm too impatient.
I could be a teacher because I'm very creative. I could never be a stockbroker because I'm not good at making decisions quickly.
11. It's really worth seeing. Exercise 2. Conversation. Sightseeing. Part A. Listen and practice.
We are now approaching the famous Statue of Liberty, which has welcomed visitors to New York Harbor since 1886.
Wow! Look at it!
Incredible, isn't it?
The statue was given to the United States by the people of France. It was designed by the French sculptor Bartholdi.
It's really huge!
Do we get to go inside?
Of course! We can climb the stairs all the way up to the crown.
Stairs? There's no elevator?
Not to the top, but it's just 142 steps.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Passive with by. Simple past. The passive changes the focus of a sentence. For the simple past, use the past of be plus past participle. Active.
Bartholdi designed the Statue of Liberty.
Passive.
The Statue of Liberty was designed by Bartholdi.
Active.
The French gave the statue to the U.S. in 1886.
Passive.
The statue was given to the U.S. by the French in 1886.
Exercise 5. Pronunciation. Linked sounds. Part A. Listen and practice. Final consonant sounds are often linked to the vowel sounds that follow them.
The Colosseum in Rome was opened in 80 AD.
The light bulb was invented by Thomas Edison.
Exercise 5, Part B. Mark the linked sounds in these sentences. Listen and check. Then practice the sentences.
The Eiffel Tower was an important advance in engineering.
The Taj Mahal is a tomb for the wife of an Indian prince.
Exercise 8. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I need some information. What currency is used in Japan?
Where?
In Japan.
I'm not sure. Isn't it the yen?
Oh, yes. And do they drive on the left or the right?
I think the left, but I'm not sure.
Oh. Well, is English spoken much there?
I really have no idea.
Huh? Well, what about credit cards? Are American Express cards accepted there?
How would I know?
Well, you're a travel agent, aren't you?
What? A travel agent? This is Linda's hair salon.
Oh, sorry. Wrong number.
Exercise 9. Grammar focus. Passive without by. Simple present. Active.
They use the yen in Japan.
Passive.
The yen is used in Japan.
Active.
They speak both Spanish and Portuguese in Latin America.
Passive.
Both Spanish and Portuguese are spoken in Latin America.
Active.
They grow a lot of coffee in Brazil.
Passive.
A lot of coffee is grown in Brazil.
Unit 12. It's been a long time. Exercise 2. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
How did you get into modeling, Stacy?
Well, when I graduated from drama school, I moved to Los Angeles to look for work as an actress. I was going to auditions every day, but I never got any parts. And I was running out of money.
So, what did you do?
I got a job as a waitress in a seafood restaurant. While I was working there, a customer offered me some work as a model. Within a few weeks, I was modeling full-time.
Wow, what a lucky break.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Past continuous versus simple past. Past continuous. For an action in progress in the past.
I was going to auditions every day.
Simple past. For a completed action.
But I never got any parts. I was going to auditions every day, but I never got any parts. I was running out of money when I got a job as a waitress. While I was working at the restaurant, a customer offered me a job as a model.
Exercise 7. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
Hey, Joan, I haven't seen you in ages. What have you been doing lately?
Nothing exciting. I've been working two jobs for the last 6 months.
How come?
I'm saving up money for a trip to Europe.
Well, I've only been spending money. I quit my job to go to graduate school. I'm studying journalism.
Really? How long have you been doing that?
For 2 years. Luckily, I finished next month. I'm almost out of money.
Exercise 8. Grammar focus. Present perfect continuous. Use the present perfect continuous for actions that start in the past and continue into the present.
What have you been doing lately?
I've been working two jobs for the last 6 months. Have you been saving money?
No, I haven't been saving any money. I've been spending it.
Exercise 9. Pronunciation. Contrastive stress. Part A. Listen and practice. You can change the meaning of a sentence by stressing different words. I've been studying journalism. Normal stress.
Has your brother been studying journalism?
No, I've been studying journalism.
Are you going to study journalism?
No, I've been studying journalism. Have you been teaching journalism?
No, I've been studying journalism.
Have you been studying literature?
No, I've been studying journalism.
听力课堂，欢迎你！听力课堂，欢迎！听啊，点啊！